Exclusive, J.D. Vance, Joe Biden's propaganda ministry is about enforcing speech codes on Americans. By John Binder on May 1, 2022. J.D. Vance, the best-selling author of Hillbilly Elegy, says President Joe Biden's propaganda ministry, referencing the administration's new Disinformation Governance Board, is all about enforcing speech codes on American citizens. Vance, whose candidacy in the Ohio Republican Senate primary race has been endorsed by former President Donald Trump, exclusively told SiriusXM Patriots Breitbart News Daily that Biden's Disinformation Governance Board is a blatant attempt to silence Americans on social media companies controlled by a handful of billion-dollar tech corporations. Listen. Breitbart Middle. J.D. Vance, April 29, 2022. It is petrifying and I think we should take it seriously because whether it's Biden or the people who pull the strings, this is definitely a very serious thing, Vance said of the Department of Homeland Security's DHS, Disinformation Governance Board, announced by DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas this week. It's just a clear effort to try to create a propaganda ministry that further enforces the speech codes that allow the left to dominate debate, Vance said. Vance said he found it hilarious that this comes out about the same time that Elon Musk announces that he's going to buy Twitter, suggesting the Biden administration is worried about the Tesla founder returning the social media company to a free speech-oriented platform. Vance also called out Nina Jankowicz, the Biden-appointed chief of his Disinformation Governance Board. Jankowicz has called herself the Mary Poppins of disinformation and claimed that any online mocking of Vice President Kamala Harris is a threat to national security, among other things. The other thing that's just so weird about this, these bureaucrats are all the same. It's all the same personality types, Vance said. You have this woman who's being put in charge of it who hasn't accomplished, as far as I can tell, really anything, but she has all the fancy credentials. Went to all the fancy schools, has this air of expertise even though she hasn't actually earned it by actual accomplishment, Vance continued. And it's pretty clear that this is the sort of person. You don't want a ministry of truth at all, but you don't want a person like this running it, he said. And I think we're going to see some pretty crazy stuff come out of it. I just hope Republicans grow a spine and actually fight back against what's going on. Vance, a staunch supporter of using antitrust laws to break up giant tech conglomerates, said all the issues that conservatives care about, from election fraud to illegal immigration, are reliant on an open internet that allows free speech. All of this stuff is predicated on having an open public square. If you don't have an open public square, it's just fundamentally rigged for the left. Nothing can get accomplished, Vance said. This is why I always say the big tech issue may be the most important modern issue because it affects all the other ones, he continued. Vance, with Trump's backing, is currently leading his GOP primary opponents in the Ohio Senate race. The election is on May 3. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.